Welcome to this special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. On Saturday, May 25th, Bishop Robert J. Brennan ordained four men to the priesthood for the Diocese of Columbus: Brian Beal, P.J. Brandimarty, Kyle Tennant, and Christopher Yackel. Right now, we're pleased to bring you Bishop Brennan's homily from this ordination mass. Enjoy.
Beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends in Christ, you are very welcome here today at St. Joseph's Cathedral on this glorious and momentous day. Thank you for being here. We're so glad that you are here. Your presence here certainly is a sign of your great love and your pride in your son, your brother, your relative, your friend. It's a sign of your great love for the church and the great gift that God is giving to us today in this beautiful sacrament, in the ordination of four new priests. For me, it is always great to be together with Bishop Griffin and Bishop Campbell. And I'm so glad that you are here for this ordination mass, where I'm so glad to be part of your legacy. And I want to welcome Archbishop Timothy Broglio. Archbishop Broglio is here because Deacon Chris Yackel is co-sponsored by the Military Ordinariate. Archbishop Broglio is an Ohioan himself from Cleveland. We are thrilled that you are with us as well. Because these our sons, who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of priests, consider, friends, carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are to be raised. It is true that God has made his entire holy people a royal priesthood in Christ. Nevertheless, our great priest himself, Jesus Christ, chose certain disciples to carry out publicly, in his name, and on behalf of mankind, a priestly office in the church. For Christ was sent by the Father, and he, in turn, sent the apostles into the world so that through them and their successors, the bishops, he might continue to exercise his office of teacher, priest, and shepherd. Indeed, priests are the established co-workers of the order of bishops, with whom they are joined in the priestly office and with whom they are called to serve God's holy people. After mature deliberation, these, our brothers, are now to be ordained to the priesthood in the order of the presbyterate, so as to serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, that is the church, is built and grows into the people of God, a holy temple. In being configured to Christ the eternal high priest and joined to the priesthood of the bishops, they will be consecrated as true priests of the New Testament to preach the gospel, to shepherd God's people, and to celebrate the sacred liturgy, especially the Lord's sacrifice. Now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ, the teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God, which you have received with joy. In this way, indeed, the gospel you preach is a message of joy and hope for the world. Let God's people see that joy in you. United to Christ, the teacher, through ordination, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, as now you are anointed and sent forth. Yes, to go forth in his name, to bring glad tidings to the lowly and liberty to captives, to heal the brokenhearted, to comfort those who mourn, to lift burdens, placing a glorious mantle in place of a listless spirit. You know that the splendor of truth is, in fact, good news. It is the joy of the gospel. I beg you, through your charity and fidelity to the gospel, lift people up to know the beauty of friendship in Jesus Christ. Be kind. Be patient. Be understanding. By word and example, build up the house which is God's church. I know your goodness. I've seen it firsthand, even in these short weeks. Let that goodness lead people to Jesus Christ. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the High Priest the office of sanctifying. As celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, be holy and strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful, to walk in newness of life. Jesus calls you his friends. He laid down his life for you. He makes known to you what he has heard from the Father. Know Jesus Christ. Spend time with him in prayer. Let him speak to you. Encourage you. Challenge you. And remain with you. Celebrate the Eucharist with love and devotion. Faithfully. Be faithful and honest in spiritual direction and in the sacrament of reconciliation. Yourselves, pray the office and never cease learning. Never. Especially through the sacred scriptures. Remember when you gather others into the people of God through baptism, when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with the holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God through the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world. Carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. Finally, sons, exercising for your part the office of Christ, the head and shepherd, while united with the bishop and subject to him, strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Walk with God's people. Listen and encourage. Be generous and approachable with your time. Be generous and available with the sacrament of reconciliation. Keep always before you, before your eyes, the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, who came to seek out and save what was lost.
You've been listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan's homily at the 2019 Ordination Mass for the Diocese of Columbus. Thanks for being with us. We now rejoin EWTN's regularly scheduled programming, already in progress. God bless, and have a great day.